The Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing chapter 10, the Vibhuti Yoga, Yoga of the Lord's Glories. How do we recognize the Lord? We have seen so far, he said, I am the source of all the beings. In other words, there is nothing that you can think of where the Lord's presence is not there. Then he says, but that's not commonly understood because it's not very comprehensible to an average mind and intellect. He said, even the devas and the great rishis do not know my source, my origin. That's because, he says, because they are also even created out of my mind. I create my world in my dream from my mind. I project everything in my dream from my own mind. The Bhagavan said, this world of these beings is created out of my mind. Saptarishis, Chatvaro, Kumaras and the Manus, they're all created out of my mind, and the rest of the world of plurality came out of them. And therefore they cannot go back and see the source of their being. That does not mean that I cannot be comprehended. I can be comprehended by people who understand me in my essence, that I am Ajaha, I'm unborn, and I am the source of all the beings. That, the essential fact, once understood intellectually, then he says, when the mind is constantly focused on that, and all your activities are dedicated to that, I will reveal myself to you by giving you Buddhi Yoga. Right now, on any problem that I have, if I think hard enough, then I'll find the solution. Because I'm constantly contemplating what does that mean and how do I solve it. Like Neeraj was telling me yesterday that now they found that neutrinos travel faster than the speed of light. Well, obviously it's not completely accepted yet, but if that, then whole Einstein's science is out of the window. Because everything was based on nothing can travel faster than light. Well, now if the neutrinos travel faster, let's start all over again. However, it says that somebody keep churning at it and found the answer. If you constantly contemplate on something, then knowledge will be revealed to you by your own self, by your own intellect. The Bhagavan said, if you constantly churn on my essence, the essence of myself, then I will give you the Buddha Yoga, that yogic Buddha, which is not to be confused with a normal intellect which tries to solve the problem, but that which reveals to you in that super intellect where I realize the Lord's glory. He said, I'll give you the Buddha Yoga by destroying the ignorance in your mind by the light of knowledge. See, when we keep trying to learn something, and I always relate to music because it's very, very abstract. You never know when you learn music. A teacher says, well, okay, learn this scale. And we say, well, but I don't understand. And they say, you keep trying and you will understand someday. And that someday, you never know when it occurred. Okay, this is what he was talking about. After that, there is no confusion. You hear that and you already know what he was talking about. Somebody is out of scale, you right away know that he is not in scale. All of that when occurred, you do not know as a student of a music. So Bhagavan said that I will give you the Buddha Yoga by destroying this ignorance in your mind about who you are. This identification which I right now is stopping me to realize myself, which says this is me, this body is me. And I think Bhagavan is telling me this body, including the plate here now, acrylic lens and another plate and six screws here, is all you, Neil. It's all part of you. Because Sarad Bhai says, we are never going to take that out ever. till you die. That's part of you. So now I know the difference between my body and the steel plate outside. They can be part of me or they can be outside. There is no really difference between the eye I was born with and the acrylic lens I paid $1,100. So Bhagavan says, once you understand this, that my essential self is that Buddhi Yoga will tell you to discriminate between the not self and the self. Then obviously the Arjuna takes over and said, I understood everything you are saying. Yeah, the Param Dhamma, Param Deva, Ajam, Anityam. Not only that, other people have already said this. Asito, Devalo, Vyasaha, Narada. All these great rishis have said. So I don't really have a doubt, because all these teachers who have told the nature of the truth, I have no doubt. And now not only that, but now you are telling me yourself that that's the nature of the self. So I really don't have any doubt. Let me tell you that I'm very clear about that, he said. However, he says, Sarvam etat hrutam manye yanmam vadasi kesava nahite bhagavan vyaktim vidur devana danavaha. I understand all of that, but you yourself say that neither the devas nor dhanavas know your glory. You know. That also I understood. It's not very easy to understand this thing. Only you, swayam eva atmana atmanam vettatvam purushottama. You know yourself by yourself. We can tell about our friends and relatives who are so close to us, everything about them. But then we say, well, something, I don't know what he's really all about. We know after all these years, I really wonder whether I really know you. Because, he said, only you know by yourself who you are. Only the self knows by the self what is the nature of the self. Only I know what it means to be alive. You know what it means to be alive. So Arjuna said, okay, we understood all that. I also understand devas and dhanavas cannot know you. Only person who know you is you. And you know by yourself. You didn't need any more knowledge from some other guru to tell you, well, let me tell you, Neil, what your life is all about. Life is my story of accomplishment, a different story. But whether I am alive or not, no doctor needs to certify every morning. And so every morning, doctor then come and say, well, let me give you a certificate that you are bona fide, that Mr. Neil Bhatt is alive, therefore he can go to work. No. It's only a death certificate I will need, or my relatives will need. I don't need a living certificate every morning to confirm that I exist. I know by myself that I exist. I'm alive. Swayam even atmanam atmanam vittvatam purushottama bhuta bhavana bhutesha deva deva jagatpate. Because you are the source of beings, or lord of beings, or god of gods, or ruler of the world. This is the nature of the self, which Arjuna is reaffirming to Krishna that I understood. We are not talking about the Krishna, the son of Devaki. We are talking about the self in you, which you have said is the ruler of this world, is the lord of all beings. No being can be a being without itself. So the self is the ruler of the being, or god of all gods. We also say devas. No perception can take place without the self. So he's the god of all the gods, you know. And the ruler of the world. Who is the ruler of the essence of anything is the ruler of that self. Essence of sugar is sweetness, is the ruler of sugar. Without the sweetness, sugar cannot be sweet. Therefore, the world of sugar is dominated by sweetness. World of salt is dominated by saltiness. World of cruel people is dominated by its cruelty. The essence of everything is the ruler of that world. Vaktum aharsi asheshena divyahi atma vibhutayaha. Now comes to the point why he had been describing all this thing. I had been telling you all this. When a student is extremely interested in knowing, first he needs to tell the teacher how much he understood so far. Well, let me tell you, I did understand this. The part which I really want to know is this. Vaktum arhasi asheshena divyahi atma vibhutayaha ya vibhuti bihi lokan imam tvam vyapyatishtasi. Please tell me, without leaving anything out, asheshena, please don't think that I'll get bored, you know. Because sometimes we are telling people and we are not sure whether we are re-educating something they already know. They say, this much I knew. However, please don't leave anything out. Tell me, asheshena, your divine glories, all the things where I can find you, anything which can give me the indication of your presence, you know, is its glory. So tell me, where can I find you? Where can I feel your presence? Your divine glories by which you exist, pervading all this world. We took it for granted because we have learned over and over and over again that entire jagat is pervaded by the Lord. Even though we recite like a parrot, we have very difficulty understanding it. Because we say, well, that cannot be God, and I'll tell you what. We can't go and worship at the garbage dumpster at the end of the day and say, well, Bhagavan is here. Because we don't feel His presence there. More the things are repulsive, more difficulty we have to find His presence there. And then violence, war, battle, there are more things which are repulsive there, people you hate. Where do we find your presence, Bhagavan? So now you tell me without any reserve, without leaving any detail out, how should I experience your glories? Because His prescription few verses ago was, please think of me all the time, you know, as the source of all being, pervading everything. Directly I have the conflict with that, anything which is repulsive, I cannot think of His presence there. So, katham vidyam aham yogim tvam sada parichintayan keshu keshu cha bhaveshu chintyo asi bhagavan maya. I understood, but I had this practical difficulty. You're telling me you should be constantly meditating on your nature. On yourself is the all-pervading Lord. And something unconducive happens right away. We say, well, where is Bhagavan? When I broke my wrist, Veena said, I don't know why it always happens to you. Why is Bhagavan punishing you all the time? Maybe you're not doing enough. Someone said, we can even tell you to read Bhagavad Gita more. Because you're already doing it. So what can we tell you that? So, because something is unconducive, we can see that as something divine happening. So I really have a conflict. On one hand, you are saying, don't leave anything out. Think of me as the source of everything. Think of me as pervading everything. And once your mind and intellect and all your actions are devoted to that, I will give you this Buddhi Yoga. With that you will get this divine revelation about myself. But right away I have this conflict, that garbage can at the end of that row of our condominiums, it cannot be Lord. I can do the arati there every. That's why he says, how shall I ever meditating know you, O yogi? Obviously, he's referring to the Krishna because he is the Yogeshwara, the Ishwara of all yogis. Yogi is the one who is united with his self, with the yogi. So Arjuna now understood that the Krishna I know as my friend, as my relative. He's a yogi who is united with his self all the time. Therefore, he can say in first person singular that I am the Lord of all the beings. But he cannot see a difference between this I and that I. Swami used to say, when student goes to teacher and he says, the tattvamasi, that you are that. I know my mother used to tell me, I'm special. Now teacher tells me, you are Bhagavan. He said, not that. The one who has that complete synchronization of this lower self in the heart, he only can say that. So, yogi, you know yourself by yourself. But how should I be thinking about you? Katham vidyamaham yogim tvam sada parichintayan. You told me I should be constantly meditating. I'm going to be constantly made. Sada parichintayan. I'll be constantly thinking about you. But keshu keshu ja bhaveshu. In what different forms should I be thinking about you? Keshu keshu ja bhaveshu chintyo asi bhagavan maya. In what different forms should I be thinking about? Vistarena atmano yogam vibhuti cha janardana. Bhuyah kathayah truptihi srunmato na astime amrutam. Because, oh Lord, please don't think that I'm getting bored. I never get tired of listening to your nectar-like speech. And as Swamiji says, this curiosity in the student is the proof of his divine seeking. And as Swamiji used to say, that somebody who's not interested, you can tie him with four horses to bring him to Gita class. Not going to happen. He said, oh Lord, I don't get tired of listening to your nectar-like speech. So therefore, Vistarena Atmano Yogam Vibhutim Cha Janardanam. Therefore, tell me about your yoga and vibhuti. Tell me about your yogic power with which you pervade this entire world as different beings, which is your glory. Nilkant, what's your accomplishment? I also do this, then I'm also an architect, then I also do that. Same person manifesting in different places, a different person, is what? My glory. I'm an architect, I'm a father, I'm this. Then my glory. So how do I do it? With my yogic power. I become an architect on Monday morning. Then bring that architect back on Friday evening and become somebody else. Same person manifesting in the different at different places. So, oh Bhagwan, you are one. But with your yogic power, you are manifesting in this world of plurality as many. Tell me, without leaving anything out, Vistarena, in detail, please don't gloss over and just give me and say, okay, now you go home, everything is better than me. Because I have difficulty with that. I can't really think of you as everything. You tell me, how should I be thinking about you so that I will be able to meditate upon you as source of everything? That's basically the Arjuna's request. We ended there.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina. Sarve Santu Niramayaha. Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu. Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi Shantihi Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.